Chapter 5. Letter from Hyde. A few days after the murder, Utterson goes to visit Dr. Jekyll. Poole takes him to his master's laboratory. They go downstairs and pass by the kitchen and the servants' rooms. Then they walk across a big court and reach an old building. That is the laboratory. There is a lot of chemical equipment on the tables. At the far end of the laboratory, there are stairs going up to Jekyll's study. Jekyll is sitting at his desk and folding a letter. He looks very ill and cold. He can't even stand up to greet Utterson. He just holds out his cold hand and shakes Utterson's hand. The police can't find your friend Hyde. A policeman waits in his bank every day. There are no signs of him anywhere, says Utterson. Dr. Jekyll listens quietly. Then Utterson asks, "Are you hiding him? Are you helping him to escape?" "Hyde is gone and he is safe. He doesn't want my help. We will never hear about him anymore. He will not come back. My friendship with him is over. I won't see him again. Trust me." Dr. Jekyll says in an excited voice, "I hope you are right. If the police find him, you will be in trouble too. You know that. You can go to prison for helping him." "Hyde is gone. I know it. This letter is from him. Please read it, but don't tell the police," Jekyll says, and hands the letter to Utterson. The letter is not in an envelope, and this surprises Utterson. In the letter, Hyde says he is going away and will not return. He thanks Jekyll for his kindness. He also says he won't be a problem for Jekyll anymore. That night, Utterson sits in his office with his head clerk, Mr. Guest. Mr. Guest is a very wise man. Utterson trusts him very much and shares some of his secrets with him. Mr. Guest knows Dr. Jekyll too. He often helps Utterson with Jekyll's paperwork. And now, Utterson wants some advice from Guest. "I am very sad about Sir Danvers Carew's death," says Utterson. "Yes, sir. Everybody is sad. And everyone is talking about the murder. They say the killer is a madman. Here is the killer's letter to Dr. Jekyll. Hyde's letter. I don't know what to do. Shall I report the letter to the police? But I don't want to harm Dr. Jekyll," Utterson says. "Please read this letter and tell me your opinion." Mr. Guest reads Hyde's letter and then says, "This is a very strange letter. It is the letter of a madman." Then he notices a note on Utterson's desk. "That note is from Dr. Jekyll, isn't it? I know his handwriting. Can I look at it?" "Yes, of course. It is an invitation to his dinner party," says Utterson. Guest takes the note and puts it next to Hyde's letter. He compares the writing on them and then says, "The handwriting on these two is the same. That's very odd." Utterson is shocked. "So Henry is trying to fool me. This letter is not from Hyde. Henry is trying to protect Hyde," he thinks to himself. When Guest leaves, the lawyer puts the letter in his safe and he locks it.